UNC Chapel Hill Chancellor Kevin Guskowitz is facing questions from frustrated faculty. They're concerned over what he knew about a now thrown out settlements over the Silent Sam monument. Liz Schlemmer reports.
The questions really started back in December 2019. That was shortly after the public learned the UNC system had settled with the Sons of Confederate Veterans, giving them the statue plus $2.5 million of the university's own funds for its upkeep. Many faculty were angry and confused. They wanted to know who was responsible for what many saw as a payoff. In a packed lecture hall, then-interim Chancellor Guskowitz addressed the faculty council.
The ultimate disposition of the monument, I want to reemphasize, has always rested with the Board of Governors, and they negotiated the settlement. I was not involved in the negotiations and did not know the details of much of that process.
The faculty council came prepared with questions, read by then-Chair Lloyd Kramer.
Were members of the UNC Chapel Hill Board of Trustees and our administrative leadership asked to approve the Board of Governors' settlement with the Sons of Confederate Veterans? If Chapel Hill leaders were consulted, were they given an opportunity to weigh in on the creation of the $2.5 million trust?
Guskowitz responded,
no, we were not asked to approve the Board of Governors settlement. And therefore, no, we were not consulted. And therefore, weighing in on the $2.5 million trust, no.
1 week later, the UNC System Board of Governors elected Guskowitz to be the permanent chancellor at Chapel Hill. In his inaugural speech, he promised greater transparency. Now, a recent settlement between the UNC System and the Daily Tar Heel has revealed documents that show a high-ranking UNC Chapel Hill administrator was part of some negotiations over Silent Sam. A statement from the UNC System named Clayton Summers, the university's vice chancellor for public affairs, among those involved in early conversations that led to another nearly $75,000 payment to the pro-Confederate group. After learning this, a faculty association of about 70 members called for the chancellor's resignation for, quote, serial breaches of trust. Professor Michael Palm is president of that association.
The fact that the chancellor either didn't know about this decision or knew about it and lied to the faculty is grounds for his removal.
Palm says it's just one example of a growing culture of distrust.
There is a complete breakdown of any trust among the UNC administration, and there's also no accountability to anyone on the campus. The only people that Chancellor Guskowitz seem accountable to is the Board of Governors.
Palm said he hadn't expected the chancellor to actually resign, but the group wanted to raise the issue. Some faculty feel Guskowitz has been deceptive. Guskowitz responded last Thursday night in a campus-wide email. He explained the UNC Board of Governors had asked for Clayton Summers to join in meetings about the future of Silent Sam from early on. As interim chancellor, Guskowitz says he received, quote, broad updates from Summers. He said he learned of the $2.5 million settlement only shortly before the public. He has not yet directly addressed what he knew about the first smaller payment in which a member of his cabinet had a hand. Mimi Chapman chairs the faculty council.
I think there are some things that we can learn from this as a campus, and that is that when the UNC system and the Board of Governors is involved, things become a lot more opaque.
Chapman does not support the call for Guskowitz to resign. She does have questions about Clayton Summers' involvement.
You know, who exactly is overseeing him, who he answers to? Is it the Board of Governors? Is it this campus? You know, theoretically, it's this campus, but in actuality, it doesn't sound that way to me.
Only the UNC system president or the Board of Governors can remove a chancellor. President Peter Hans declined a request for comment, and this issue is not on the board's agenda this week. The university's faculty council will meet Friday, and faculty representatives say they will bring more questions for their chancellor. Liz Schlemmer, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.